Okay, ready to roll. Okay, so this week in the Parshas Toldos, we read about the famous episode in which Yaakov dresses up, disguises himself as his brother Esav at the direction of his mother Rivka, who wants to make sure that Yaakov will get the bracha the Yitzchak seems to have intended for Esav. And the Torah tells us in here in Parshas Toldos, Bereishis Perek Chov Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, so he listens to his mother. And it says, "Vayavo el avivam, avivam, and then mi atah b'ni." So he comes in. He says, "Father, yes, yes. Who are you? Who's here?" Yitzchak, we know, was blind. And first he attests, "Vayom Yaakov el aviv, anochi esav decharecha, asisi kasher dibayta, like kum na shva v'achom itzedi b'avot v'achan nafshecha." Yaakov said to his father, "I am Esav, your firstborn. I did as you asked me. Please stand up or come and come over here and sit down and eat from the food that I've prepared so you can give me the bracha." Yitzchak said, you were successful in preparing and getting this food very quickly. What happened? Your God helped me along, so to speak. Please come and let me feel you, and make sure you're indeed my son Esav. You know, he's very hairy. So Pasuk of Days, Vayigash Yaakov, Yitzchak by Musheu. So Yaakov came to his father, and he felt him. By Omer, the famous phrase, Hakol Kol Yaakov, by a diamond day Esav. The voice sounds like Yaakov, but the hands feel like Esav's hands. And Chokimel below, he wrote, and he didn't recognize it was really Yaakov. Ki Hayu Yadav, Ki Da Esav Achis, he wrote. Because he's wearing the wool from, you know, the hairs from the animal. So it fooled him, and it felt hairy by Baruch, and he gave him the bracha. So what I'd like to speak about tonight, I think, is an interesting halachic question that can come up in a number of cases, as we'll see, and that is, what is the status in halacha of voice recognition, identifying somebody by voice recognition, right, in terms of edus and other things? That's what I'd like to look at, Bez Hashem, this evening. Now, let's, because it sounds to me, took him like Yitzchak was confused, because the voice he recognized seemed to be Yaakov's voice, but the feel was Esav's feel. That's, therefore he was a little bit confused. Now, right off the, it sounds from our parasha that voice recognition would have helped him along. You know, he recognized the voice, huh? He did recognize the voice, just confused by the, you know, by the feel. But
with three parts to the top. First of all, Esav would not be the one to say, "God help me."
Oh, so Rashi comments. Let's see. Rashi says, Rashi here on Pasuk Chof Beis, Rashi says, "Divar Asal Kol Yaakov, Shemidaber Biloshon Tachnunin." It wasn't so much the voice recognition. It wasn't the voice. It was his, what he said. It was not his vocalization or his vocal cords, but rather his expression, his language. So really, that would, in that case, have nothing to do. Perhaps we could assume that voice recognition is meaningless because people can disguise their voices and so on and so forth. That's not the issue. What convinced him it was Yaakov was not the actual sound of the tenor of the voice, but rather what he said. He said, "Kum na," as it said, "please." Okay, you contrast that to later on in Pasuk Lamed Aleph when the real Esav comes. Okay, and he also has prepared a meal. So Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Rashi points out, it says, he also made the food and prepared for his father. Yakumari. I didn't say please. My father, you'll stand up now and eat and so on. More forceful, more strident. That was Asa's personality. So it wasn't so much the voice. What? Doesn't do it or not, right?
But the third person is some kind of.
Yeah, he's also respectful. Yeah, again, he was respectful to him. But in any event, that's what Rashi says here. So the truth is, according to Rashi, it's not a matter of how he said or his voice, but rather what he said. Rashi gets this in the Medrash Tanchuma here in Parshas Toldos, in Pasuk Yud Aleph. I'm sorry, Simon Yud Aleph in Parshas Toldos. The Medrash says, "V'chemet shenichnas harasha hischu kora la'avid b'zodon yakuma aviv yocham itzebeno." Okay? And of Yaakov lo'amar kein elabah b'loshon bakosha kum nashra v'achla. Okay, these are all language of bakosha, loshon shiflus v'an v'sonus, certain out of modesty, certain out of humility, and also Rashi, but Esav said, Yaakov of Yochal, and so on. And then the Medrash goes on to say there's a reward for that. Yaakov said, Kumna, so Moshe will also say, Kuma Hashem, V'afutzoi Vecha, you said Shema, Ben Michal, Shuva, Hashem goes off of Yisrael, and Beisav said Yakum, so it's Midas Adin, so we'll see Yakum Elokim Afut Zoyvav. Okay, anyway, that's where Rashi got it from. So according to this, it's not the voice recognition that's pivotal in terms of the sound of the voice, but it was his manner of speaking. But not everybody agrees with that. Many people assume, like we would tend to assume without reading Rashi, that it was actually the sound of the voice. For example, the Rashbam on the Pasuk over here, on Pasuk Kof Beis, the Rashbam says what part of the confusion here was, Akol Kol Yaakov, Lefisha Ta'omim Hayu, Haya Kolon Domos Tzas Zelazeh. Let's remember, they were twins, not identical twins, but they were twins. And so sometimes even siblings have voices that sound very similar, twins also. So the Rashbam said, well, that helped the confusion a little bit. In other words, because he says, Lefisha Ta'omim Hayu, Haya Kolon Domos, Haya Kolon Domos Tzas Zelazeh, and therefore, Ulechach, Tall Yitzchak, and that's why Yitzchak made a mistake. Bekolo, Me'achar Shemotzu Ishoir Al Tzavaro. That's why he found that he was had a lot of hair because he was wearing the wool of the animal as a disguise. So Me'ela, he was fooled. The voice didn't throw him off too much because the boys had a similar voice. So that's a little different than Rashi was saying. The Rashi says Hakol Kol Yaakov is as to what he said, not how he said it. But the Rashbam learns it differently. Similarly, the Chizkuni, also one of the Rishonim, the Chizkuni on this pasuk. It says, HaKol Kol Yaakov, again, it's Pasuk Kof Beis, Lo Nismach Al HaKol, he didn't want to rely solely on the voice, Ki Kama Pom Mishtameh, sometimes the voices change, Ayidei Tzaka, people raise their voice, so it sounds very different when they're talking in a private conversation, people project, and the voices can sound very different, okay, V'Korei Pom Ovo Pom Mitzolo, sometimes your voice is hoarse, sometimes very clear, I have a cold now, a little bit, so voice a little bit hoarse, and so on. But as far as the feel is concerned, he didn't suspect any plot there. There, the voice, you couldn't really tell, but this he could tell. Anyway, that's according to the Chizkuni. It's a matter of actual, and the Rashbam, really, was actual the tenor, so to speak, of the voice that's at play. Or Chaim also, on Pasuk Chav Gimel, Dibamasa Velo, he Kiro, he says, Afal Pichin Docha Shmias Kol, he dismissed the voice in favor of what he felt. You know, the sense of touch, he relied on more than the sense of hearing over here. Okay, sometimes things sound different, sometimes a person speaks differently, and so on. When you feel, that's a direct sin, that doesn't change. Okay, just like that. So in any event, this leads us into this discussion. In terms of halacha, what is the story of identification via recognition of a voice? Okay, where you can't see the person. So there are a couple of sugyas in the Gemara that deal with it. One begins with a Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Chav Gimel. Okay, Gittin Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hakol Ksherin Lahavias Haget. In terms of bringing a get from overseas, okay, or from another town to where the woman is and so on, and the bezin is, and so it says, Hakol Kesherin Lahavinis Haget. Anybody can transport the guest, can bring the get, Chutz, Mecheresh, Shota, Vekotin, Vesuma, Vekohavim. Except someone who's a deaf mute, a Shota, mentally impaired, okay, a cotton under the age of Barbara Smith, a Suma, someone who's blind, and what we call Magoi. That's the Mishnah continues on something else. But that's what we need to see from the Mishnah at the moment. Rashi tells us, Chuzes Yerakot Mechule, the Gemara Refarsh Akula. The Gemara is going to analyze, as we would expect, each one of these things. So the Gemara says, as follows, Bishlama, the opening mark, again, Gittin Chav Gimel Ben Aleph. Bishlama, Cheresh of the Cotton, Telav Ben Edea Ninu. Okay, Cheresh of the Cotton, do not have Das, do not consider to have intellectual capacity, and we'll see, we know from earlier in Gittin, that the person delivering the get has to make a declaration before an echtam, he has to say certain things, so someone who doesn't have das, halakhically, does not have sufficient intellectual maturity, intellectual sophistication, like someone who's a deaf mute. In those days, it was assumed that a deaf mute was not educable. It's only relatively recently that they've developed means, of educating people. Same thing with the shota, someone who's, mentally not stable, so you couldn't really, now we have ways to work with people, so the discussions already a couple of years ago in Chuvas, about things have changed. I think I mentioned in the past, I think it's the Ksav Sofer, as a Chuva, we went to the home in Vienna for the deaf, And he saw, was able to teach him. He said, you have to now get tefillin for the Jewish the men that are here, the chayv and mitzvahs. You know, because we, okay, so that's a separate discussion. But in any event, in the days of the Gemara, that was the case. So we understand, chayr shodah katan, the lab b'nei deyaninu. Over the chachavim, Rashi, by the way, says, the lab b'nei deyaninu, the gabay shlichus, ish b'nei lo katan, the shlichus navkam, the yikoyim se, ish lo yisomos, echad lo keach ha-kulam. This is a form of shlichus. Delivering the get is a form of shlichus. So for shlichus, you have to have das, okay, and it can't be a cotton, okay? And we learned out, because a cotton does have, could have das, but even without that, it's learned out from in the second Baruch of Kedushin, where there's a number of sources. One of them is that it says, by Korban Pesach, it says that one person takes the animal on behalf of all the people and so on. Anyway, that's in terms of cheresh of the cotton. What about a goy? So it says, Ovi kochavim, nami delav bar heterahu. Labra Terra Rashi says they're not in the parsha of Gittin and Kiddushin. They ain't lam lo Kiddushin. They ain't Gittin no Hagen Bohem. Umidid in Afshe lo Chazi lo Motzi lo Mevat Shichus al Achrine. Something which you have no shaykhus to. The goy has no shaykhus to Gittin and Kiddushin. It's a completely foreign concept. They get married, but in terms of halachic Gittin and halachic Kiddushin, there's no shaykhus, so therefore he's no good. Okay, again, that's not our issue now. Now we come, huh?
They can't
shout
and they can't
bite. Right, they're not bar, they're not a Torah, you know, they're not in that category. Now, the third thing, what's the matter, what about a suma? Ela suma amailo. What's the problem with a blind person? I mean, obviously, you know, there'll be some help. What's the problem with a blind person? He has full das and so on, and he's a Jewish, and he has a dinner getting a conclusion. So Amar Sheshes, himself was blind. Amar Sheshes, levisha eni odea mi notlo ula mi nosno. He doesn't know by himself from whom the get came and to whom he's giving it. Okay? As Rashi explains, I'm sorry, as Tosus explains, Tosus on there will explain that the Mimi Notlo, Mikan Mashma, the Tosha Yakar Shlich, Shizel Abal, Mazu Ishto. When giving a get, you have to know that's the husband, that's the wife. Okay, I mean, the people participating have to know who's divorcing whom here. And then Tosis says, and this is a big discussion they're getting, but to the Shema Yeshul Chalik Davka Sumo Shiochal Hat Oso. Maybe that's not a din by a regular person delivering a get, as long as he knows someone gave it to him with a Sumo, someone could trick him, someone could claim, please deliver this get to my wife, not even her husband. Okay, so you know, you can imagine the havoc that would wreak, you know, some guy shows up, doesn't want to give you a get. What? We were getting along fine, or whatever. So therefore, you can trick him. So someone might be, you know, for one reason or another, tricking him and so on. That's why Suma is no good.
Is there any issue that he might not know that
he's there?
Can't confirm that
it was a gift. That's also, he's delivering it to the business. They'll see. But okay, maybe also. So now the Gemara, huh?
What it tells us that the Gemara didn't say.
No, just all the Gemara said is that he doesn't know who's giving, who's receiving.
Question,
because the Diyak tells us, is that true?
He still won't know because they're tricking him.
Right, so that's the question. That only did by Suma, did by all people. That's what Tosus is getting at there. Okay? But in any event, one second. Right. Just a second. Yeah, but the problem with that is, so one second, so Amalei Abaye, so, I'm sorry, Maskel Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef asks, Rav Yosef is also blind, so Rav Yosef asks, one second, so if we're worried that you won't know who it's coming from, who it's going to, so I have a question for you, he says, Heik Suma Mutu B'Ishto, that's the question, how can a Suma ever live with his wife, who said that's the girl he's sleeping with, right, I mean, you can't see,
that's next
so Suma... Yeah, right. The trick it wasn't a suma, but it was a night. It relates to it. The suma muta heich suma muta mishto. Okay, and as heich bere adam mutar min shoseim belayla. In general, now we're not used to. We don't have. We have lights and everything else, but you know it's pitch black at night. I mean, you can wonder. Right, to observe. You said next week, etc. How did Yaakov didn't realize it was Leah, not Rachel, because she gave him the simon? Okay, good, but she looked at the answer. Pitch black in the middle of the night with no electricity, and it's a cloudy night, no stars, and she can't see. So the Rabbi Yosef says, "Heich suma muta bishto, heich bnei adam mutar min shoseim belayla." Ella, why is it okay? Betvias ena de kala, because you hear the voice, you hear her, you know what your wife sounds like. Okay, the tvias ayin literally means visual recognition. This is called visual recognition of a voice. It means, I think the Rif doesn't have the word Eina, Tria de Kala, but it means Tria is Eina, the expression. It means recognition, okay, visual recognition officially, but it means recognition through the voice. Tria is Eina de Kala, okay? And the Kala here means voice, not Kala, yeah, Kuf, Lamed, Ala, voice, Kol, not Kala, bride. Okay, Tria is Eina de Kala. So, Achanami, Tria is Eina de Kala. So the Sliach, the Summa, can deliver the get. He'll say, I heard it. He spoke to another guy. I know it was him. And the wife will talk up, I'll know who it is. So he can deliver the get. It's a technicality. He has to say the words. I saw it signed. I said that he can't say. You can hear voice in terms of recognizing the people. So voice recognition counts. But in terms of being able to make that declaration, that he can't do because he can't say I saw it being written. I saw it being signed. He didn't see it. Okay. All right. But that's the Gemara. Anyway, the implication of this. And by the way, that's how the Rambam paskins. Perek Zion of Hilchos Gerushin Halacha Yud Test, and it's also in the Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer Simon Kuf Mem Beis Sif Yud Aleph. So it says, I'll just read it from the Rambam. They say basically the same thing. So in Perek Zion Sif Yud Test, Shulchan Aruch the Rambam writes, Sasuma Ein Yachol Ahavi Get Zeh Shulchutz Aretz. You can't bring a get from outside Eretz Yisrael because you have to make me pay Shein Yachol Ahavi Fana Nichta Fana Nechta. Not because you won't recognize. And so, no, that he can recognize. How? Through a voice. But there's a technicality. And getting funnechta, funnechta. And again, that's the same way the Shulchan Aruch rules, as I said, Eben Ezra, Simon Kupman, Beisif, Yerav. So from this Gemara, it would appear that voice recognition is a valid means of identifying somebody. You can't see him, but you can hear the voice. You know the voice. So it's a valid means of identification. Yeah.
Is there any difference between the identification and like if it's the ikar of something, like if someone was an apikoros with their voice, then you were going to be puckled on for something. Because
so let's see. We'll relate to a little bit. We're going to see that's the sugya over there in Gittin. I do want to mention there is another sugya in Chulin, about Sadi Vav Amar Aleph, where it comes out even a little bit stronger about the validity of voice recognition. We'll come to the point in a second where we apply and where we don't. That's what I'll talk about. But there is a Gemara in Chulin, Tzadi Vavon Aleph, at the top of the page. It says, Hashta Shamatino Lahani Shmaitza Amina Tvias Aena Adifa. Okay? That the best way, sometimes you can identify something by a simon. Okay, there's some kind of identifying mark on it. We know from Hashem's Aveda and so on. And also there's recognizing it because you recognize. You have it's not an identifying marker that somebody else would notice, but you recognize it. So the Gemara says, again, it's part of the sugya really starts on Tzadi Hamad Beis, but for our purpose it goes to Tzadi Vavman Aleph, okay?
This is
Hashem's Aveda? Yeah, this is something else. Not talking about Hashem's Aveda. It's talking about Tzias Ayin by also Hashem's Aveda, but other things also, okay? And so he lost something, but it's also by Shavu Seveda. He just recognizes the item. He doesn't have a simi, but he has another way of recognizing the item. So it doesn't have a simi. So the Gemara says, Hasa Shmatino Lahani Shmaita Amina Tvias Ayin Adifa. Okay? Obviously recognition, some other form of recognition besides a visible mark, is also acceptable, even better in some ways. The low tema, because if not, the same Gemara like by us. Heichs in Gittin. Heichs suma mutavishto b'nei adam eich mutarmano shasem b'layla. Ela b'tvias eina dekala. Hachanam b'tvias eina. Okay, it's also a matter of tvias ayin. Rashi says, b'tvias eina dekala, second, shenosan daita lakir b'kol. Okay? U'mavedo yafina, the hosim yishum chimera b'ashos. Veda, he can't say, because so Veda, he might say that it's a chimera mamon, and then maybe the guy will lie, and so on, because he wants to. Anyway, this is the sugya in Chulin. Now, good. So on this sugya in Chulin, so the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, Shlomo Luria, okay, the Marshal in Chulin, and it's Perek Zayin Simon Chov Vov. He says as follows. Interesting. He says, Ushaylan, but before I get to the Yamshal, that's in Gittin, it kind of says, okay, by a get, we'll say we recognize the voice. But there in Chulin, it's talking about matters which it's like a simon, it's like a real identification. You know, even as it applies to dealing mominous and other things, as we'll see perhaps in my Yisra Heter, okay, so it's a stronger case. So the Yamshal,
which is the
case of Chulin, because the case of Chulin is a broader case. and I don't read the whole, but the whole Gemara, the previous Amud, Sadi Hamid Beis, that they're applying to this ayin even to certain areas, not just okay saying that this was the husband, which is an important area too. But
okay, did you say one example?
I didn't give it. You have to look back. The Gemara has a few stories. Okay, there's a few stories. But anyway, but the Gemara has, the Yom Tov Shlomo has the following. He says towards the end of Simen Chav Vav Parag Zayin of Chulim, U'she'ilani maskil echad. That, it doesn't mean the maskilon. It's not the maskilon. Maskil means someone with seichel, an intelligent person asked me. That's all he meant by it. So later on, the term had a different meaning. Okay.
What century
but Mashal is a contemporary, more or less, of the Shulchan Aruch, you know, before him. Yeah. A little later. Anyway, so he says, She'ilani maskil echad. Lefi divrei hagod, the suma ina muta b'ishto ala mishum kala. That which we said, right, that a suma can be with his wife because he recognizes her voice. In Cain, so 1 second. What about a suma shucherish? What if guys are blind and he's deaf? Then what? Okay, then he's not going to hear his wife talk. Okay, and not only that, but he says, vafilu cherish haroe, even if he's not blind, but he's deaf, so also shamash mitasu bishon laila, should be allowed to be with his wife at night. Okay, they shavti lo, so that was a question. That's what calls him maskalecha. He says, they shavti lo, nir ve'enai, delo b'inu l'kala, el ha'hecha shemotzi ishto mokum she'enam yuchad lo. The voice recognition is not independent. The voice recognition is confirming, you know, when things are in ordinary circumstances. When do we need the voice recognition? When something unusual, it's confirming. Oh, I said it wrong. It's needed for confirmation because it's an unusual situation. Okay, but you know, if the woman, he goes up to his bedroom, and who's going to be in his bed? If the worry is someone else climbed in the bed in the middle of the night, the wife's in the bed, right? He says, "Ela ha'echa shemotzi ish shemokum she'enam yuchad lo, avokum shemotzi ish shemcheram yuchad, u'mitasu pshita lemutu, d'lo chashir achlufe, v'achzuk in shemir shi, lo machtekinam." We have to worry that she had some kind of a ruse and someone else came in. We have to start chosesh, far-fetched, God, that it's possible, but it's far-fetched chashash, retain them. Sometimes, you know, they don't talk, or they maybe whisper, or whatever. They don't know way to recognize the voice. You don't have to, when you come into the bedroom, say, hello, who's here? You don't have to ask and see if you recognize the voice. Okay? Now, of course, it's a mitzvah. It has to do with the husband and wife. They should talk. We talk like this. It's more right. If I send him his varim, yeah, okay, that's true. Okay? But anyway, the point is that the... the Shlomo has this point. Okay, it's a place that's muchat to her and so on. So that's why it's mutter. We're not the choshe about it. That's the Marshal in the Yam Shel Shlomo. What's interesting is that here in Gittin, no, sorry, here in Chulin, the Yaakov Emden, in Hagos Yavitz, let's hope I can find it here because these new Gemaras rearranged the Chachonim in the back. I haven't gotten used to all of them yet. But after it was in Chulin Tzadi Vav, right? The Tzadi Vav Merav. That's what they do. They took all the Chachonim in the back and the new editions of the Gemara and they put them based on the Daf. At a certain point, it would make sense. Right? Everything on Daf Tzadi Vav, well, instead of having to look, I can look at the Rosh Hashanah, I have to look at the Yagavendit, I have to look at the Martz Chayit. They put all the things on that daf under that daf. But if you're used to one way, it's harder to switch. What can I tell you? Anyway, so the...
Don't worry, when they record it, it'll be
voice
recognition.
Right. That'll be the best. So, Tzadi Vav Meralef, here it is. So the Yaakov Emden... Oh, you know, it's the first one. Okay. He says, Nir v'inai, v'imu cheresh heich muta b'isha b'layla, ho suma b'cheresh heich muta b'layla. He said, he quotes the Marshal, okay? He says, that's only true if it's shalobim kol v'chadra, lo tzorech tzis ayin klal. But he says, it's tzorechian. I'm not so convinced that's right. Okay, v'im kein, ein o'chocha, min eich muta and so on. V'il me'en chanami, lo shor, l'mokom u'koma, l'mokom ha'chaloma ha'ni tzvi yasayin. The Gemara brings up tzvi yasayin. The Gemara didn't make this. It's very nice the Marshal came up with this chilek. But Yaakov Emden points out, the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara said, tzvi yasayin, the kala, you know, the voice, the sound. Doesn't say, oh, that's only if it's another area, but otherwise you don't need that. Yaakov Emden is pointing out, that's not the push-up shot in the Gemara. The Gemara makes no such chilek. So they're not necessarily so, you know, so core like that. That's what he says. Also, an interesting question on this from the Marcheshes and the Chanach Egas, more modern, 20th century, early 20th century, late 19th century. So the Chanach Egas and the Marcheshes, Chelek Beis, Simon Vav Os Yud. Okay? He says, again, the fact that she's in her place and so on, but what I want to bring out, he says, one second. Hey, Chabot, Risho came to Risho Meres, well, she is on the menace, right? Okay, we believe it. If she says it, that's the wife. Just like we believe her, you know, by other things, by Nidah, by Kashis, and so on. But he says, why not just say very simple, okay? We asked the question, just a minute. You flip over the line I was looking for. I flipped Marcheshes, the one who said that she recognizes his voice. No, if he's a Summa, she can recognize his voice. Okay? Or she's not his voice, she recognizes him. She's not a Summa. Because why not just say very simply, there's no Raya because, you know, he's a Summa, but it's Mutta because she'll know that it's not him. You know, so, again, we're not worried that people are trying to play tricks and so on. So that's what he says at the end of Marcheshes, and Tzorach Lomar, the Raya Sagamor, he, Misuma Bisumois, we're both the spouses of point, I have to say. Okay? But anyway, it's just another interesting angle. All right, so that's the Sugya in Gittin and the Sugya in Chulin, both of which seem to indicate what? That voice recognition has status. Okay? Again, it doesn't work by Gittin, a blind person bringing it again for technical reasons in Gittin, but it has halachic status. Ha'omid l'negdenu is a Sugya in Sanhedrin. Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. Starts with the Mishnah. This is a Parak Arba Mises. The Mishnah says, talking about a Mesis. Mesis is somebody who inspires other Jews to come worship Avodah Zarah. Sukkim and Parshas Sirei, where he goes and he rallies people to Kiyasishcha and so on, he rallies people to come worship Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's a Mesis. So usually most Averis in the Torah, so you have to warn the person and so on, but a Mesis is considered such a danger that some of the regular rules, and it's a capital offense, you know, it's a death penalty offense, some of the regular rules don't apply. Some of the regular rules that apply for Mechal Shabbos and for whatever, even capital cases, don't apply to a Mesis. Okay, ain't tonel a Mesis, and a very different dinim. Okay, so the Mishnah says the following, it's on Hedin Sam of Zainam and Al. Over here. The Mishnah says, Kol chayvei Mesis shebetorah, ein machminin aleihem. All other cases where there is a possible, you know, it's a possible capital offense, okay? Ein machminin aleihem, chutz mizu. We don't, machminin means we hide Eidim, we try and trap him, basically. What they call entrapment. You know, we try and get the guy. We try and, you know, we hide Eidim to be able to see what he's doing. You know, we don't usually do that. Okay, if we're choshes, sometimes Michal Shabbos, we don't put people around to watch and see that if someone sees him, Michal Shabbos, okay, to aid him. So then whatever it is. But we don't set it up that way. Except that's Kol Chayv Mitzvos B'Torah, Ein Machmir Aleihem Chutz Mizu. This is the only case. Okay, and spells it out now. So Omar L'Shnayim, if the Mesis says to two people, okay, as Rashi says, Yachad, Hein Atzman Nasu Eidim. They themselves can now come to Bezin, two people, and say, this guy tried to inspire us to do Avodah Zarah. They are the Eidim. Okay, so, Omer L'Shnayim, Hein Eidov. Right? They're going to be the Eidim. Umevin Oso L'Bezin, and Sokon Oso. Okay, they'll bring him to Bezin, they are the Eidim. The attendant victims, huh?
Omer L'Shnayim, who said to whom?
The Mesis said to two people, why don't you come, we're going to go do Avodah Zarah. They, these intended victims, we'll call them, intended...
He didn't know that they were...
From guys, they're going to go right to the authorities. Right, okay, he misread. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Hey, Omer L'Shnayim, Yachad, Hein Atzman Nasu Eidim, Ve'ein Strichon L'Hasros Bo, Kishar Chayim Mitzvos. You know, Hasra, okay, like other... Elam Avinos, Abezin, Dechsever, why is it so? Because the Pasuk in Chumash, with regards to it, it says there in Dvarim, it's Parak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tez, Chumash there, Rashi doesn't quote the whole pasuk, but it says Lo Sachmo, Lo Sachasa. When it comes to a Mesis, What is it? It's in Re'eh. Parak Yud Gimel of Devarim, Pasuk Tes. Read it here. Yeah, here it is. Parak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes. But, no. Lo sovelo, velo sishmaelo, velo socho seinchalo, velo sacho, velo tchaso. You don't have to have any mercy. You don't try and cover up. You don't try and make tables inform. Okay, so we don't, you know, we carry out the full punishment. Okay. Now, but what if you have the following situation? Continues the Gemara. Omar le'echad. Okay. What if the maces didn't come to two, but it came to one? Okay. Omar le'echad. So, what should you try and do? This guy's
wait,
a maces.
Wait a minute.
That's what Mishnah says. He says, who Omer? Yeah, huh?
Hang on. I'll bring another guy.
Oh, so it says, who Omer? Yeshi Chaverim Rotzimichach. Oh, I've got a few other guys who want to have the same, let's talk in front of everybody. Okay? Who Omer? Yeshi Chaverim Rotzimichach. Hanisit Tzorach Lashivo. Yeshi Chaverim Rotzimichach. Bo Ve'emalo Bifneim. Come and to talk to all of us at once. We'll have a party. We'll have a big, we'll do lunch. You know, have a big meeting. So, very nice. But, continues the Gemara. Im Hoya Orom. But the mace is not so stupid. If he's clever, Arum, I mean naked, but Arum like the Nachod, Arum, you know, clever. Yeah, it was clever, right? He says he's clever, okay. The Eile Yochel Adaber Bifnehem, he said, no, I'd rather do this one-on-one. You know, I'll talk to them too, just one-on-one. He suspects, you know, a little bit, so he's going to be clever. I'll do it one-on-one. Eile Yochel Adaber Bifnehem, okay.
That would make a difference for him.
We're going to see in a second. No, because the word is by. Oh, right. But by. So since you mentioned. By Edus. Right. By Edus, who'd been in the fossil, by capital offense, the two witnesses have to see it together. They have to see the crime at the same time. For capital offense, the two Edom have to. So that's the difference.
Each one's talking from a different window.
Yeah, that's a different point. But anyway, that Klomar, Aini, if the Mesis says, Klomar, Omer, Aini, Yochel, the fire, same adobe, a year is best, he's afraid. So then, that's exactly when Machminin lo Edim Achore Hageder. So the guy says, okay, let's talk about this, but I'll meet you at 3 o'clock over here. And meanwhile, you park a few Edim Machminin lo, Rasha Dimitargaminin, Ve'orav lo Ve'chamon lo. But the loss of Machminin is Orav Aleph Reish Bey, like a trap, you know, like a trap, okay? Mamidu le Me'arvin, an ambush, you know.
There's another connection to the fashion.
Why?
Trapping
Okay, so it says, okay, so in other words, you get people behind the curtain, you know, in another room or whatever. And so the guy says, can you go? We met before lunch. Can you tell me again what exactly you want me to do here? Right? Now, when you told B'yichud Rashi Kloma, ain't Ish Achshon, one of Yochel Ataloma, Mashamart. Nobody here. Well, here we're private. Let's talk about it now, right? V'Allah Omer lo, who Omer lo? Heich. So the other guy will tell him, and he's supposed to respond. What do you mean? Heich no niachas alokenu shemashemayim v'nedech v'navo v'etzim avonim. What do you mean? You want us to leave a Chodesh Baruch Hu and go worship wood and stone, and that's a means of trying to get him to see the folly of his ways, right? Im chozer bar is the guy says, no, you're right. You know, basically, you should try and first, you know. Get the guy to retract.
Even though you're allowed to entrap him, but you also just tried to discourage him.
Exactly, right. He said they ate him away, and they're just a case. It does, hopefully it works, but if it doesn't work, then, okay, he's in Omar Kachi Chovaseinu, Kachi Ophelon. He said, no, we got to do it. It's better for us. It's the right thing. Then Om the Chor Getter, the other guys pop out from the next room or behind the wall. Mevino Sobezin Sokhanoso. Okay, that's the case of the Mishnah. Okay, so that's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. So the Gemara, a little bit later on that same daf, Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, has a slightly different scenario. Suppose that was the Mishnah. The Brisa, the Gemara quotes the Brisa, that has the same basic idea, just a slight angle different. He says, the Tanya, Sha'ar kochav mishnah b'Torah ein machmin alem chutz mizu, keitzar otzim lo. So it says, madlikin lo es haner b'bayis hapnimi. Okay, you turn on the lights, you light the candles in the inner room. You know, the inner part of the house where he's sitting, the office, the inner chambers. So here the Gemara brings up that the Eidim have to be in a place where they're going to hear what the person, huh? So to see and hear, exactly. So now you see where we're going with this, right? So Rashi says, Bebayis haplimi, right? You put the bechadre chadarom v'shu yor ledaber begal. This guy is small. Let's talk about it here. Finally, go into the inner room and go lock a few doors. But meanwhile, you set up in the other room.
Office.
People, huh?
In the Oval Office.
The Oval Office, right? Whatever room. Okay. So, but hein rono so lo on there. So they would see him, and Bala Omer, and the guy will say again. It spells it out, right? Emor Mashamat Lichur Hu Omer Lo Bala Omer Heich Nanichas El Kedem Shemayim Benavod Avodas Kochavim Imchozer Bemutav Im Omer Kachi Chovzenu Kachavim Aedim Shomun Mechutz Mevinos Mevinos Mezokar Also. So the same idea, a little bit different. But what it mentions here is that you have Aedim in the outer room. They have to see the guy and hear what he says. So Rashi explains the Avasla Hain Roan also. Rashi says Hain Roan also Loor Haner Shimo. Dilo Motzi Chazilu Lo Motzi Mashida Ale Lechayuve Ketala. If they didn't see him, Hagamet they may have heard what he said, but if they didn't see him, then Rashi says you can't now execute him. Okay, again. Language of Rashi, the lo motzi chazilu lo motzi masadi ale lechuve lechuve ktala. The afagam the shame kali the motzi lemeimar lo havano. The guy said, "Wasn't me. There's another guy sounded like me. The guy wasn't there." So therefore,
he had to come out first. Then the other ones would have been a surprise.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. So now we have conflicting gemaras.
Right.
Okay. The implication of the gemara here in Sanhedrin is that the voice recognition alone is not sufficient. Okay. It's not sufficient.
He's still because, in the room.
What? The Aedim are in the next room, but it
no,
says...
The other guy's the only other one.
Right, oh, he's there by himself. He has
no,
two,
he's with...
The intended victim is alone with the maces,
right,
correct?
But
okay.
Aedim know that he's the only other one in the room.
Right, but that, if a case will come to court, the maces will defend themselves and say, "Excuse me, do you see me? No, we heard your voice. It was somebody else, it was a similar voice. It wasn't me, I wasn't there." Right? Well, yeah. And so the one intended victim, I saw, but that's only 1-8. Right,
I mean,
so that's...
I say the proximity is not kept.
What do you mean?
There was no proximity in this case. But
right.
It's not so much that voice is doesn't work.
Well, voice alone, though, it's not going to work, though. Right? The
right.
Voice...
But maybe it's not that voice doesn't work. It's that you must have proximity. So who says that?
Okay, but again, the Gemara's implication is they have to see him. They need the candle. They have to see.
Not come out after he says it.
What's that?
They can come out after he says it.
Right. It's too late because they'll say, "Oh, there's another guy here. Sorry, just ran out. Chase him, you'll find him." I mean, then go after him and get him. Right? That's not enough. Circumstantial, whatever. Anyway,
the other kind of case. Though.
Okay, right. So we do in some cases. That's exactly correct. We do that. Anyway, the Yad and Sanhedrin, you have the Yad Ramah, not Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, but Reish Mem Hey, Remeir Halevi, Remeir Ben Tzitz Halevi, one of the Rishonim. So he wrote on a seven Masechta, so I studied a lot in Sanhedrin. I mean, it's line by line almost. The Yad Ramah here on Daf Samach Zayin in Sanhedrin, the Yomaskul Pischa Amesis, says towards the end, Ketzin also my son, so Hadik Sani Achu Ron also Vishon Eskolo, okay, he asks our question. What do you mean you have to hear him and you have to see him and hear the voice? He asks, Ikashul HaChahut Amrin Begitin, the Al Gemara Gittin Parak Shemiz Av Chav Gimel Gav Yachok Shem Havis Hagat Al Zina Bosa Tzvius End of the Kala. The Gemara says over there we don't follow the voice recognition by itself, and here we don't. He says Mi Dami Hasam Lav Inyan Edus Kamayri Eva Inyan Milso the time of the day Lemevda. So the Yad Ramah says it's not the same thing. Okay, a call doesn't work for matters of Edus. This issue here with the mace is an Edus question. So the voice recognition is not enough for Edus. It's basically what Ramah is saying, is that, yeah, well, voice recognition works in some cases. It doesn't work here by Mason. It's a matter of testimony. And we have a lot of rules by testimony. We P&O and Pixobam, you can't testify written. There's a lot of rules by Edus. So Mamela, the Ramah says, Avalin, Edus be nudged. He says, this is the case, Linyan Milsa, the Taibidi, De Lamebda. Right? In Gittin, it's something he has to do. It's not an Edus question. It's up to him to do it or not to do it. Aval inyan Edus be inan achiyuro so vishmas kolo. Okay, umasnis is the ksanim machmim achari gedelo pliga brice. Then he goes on and just says that the mission of brice is no argument. Okay, the brice had this whole case at the sea, and the mission didn't mention anything like that. The mission just said you hide behind the gedder, behind the fence. The brice is stressed, it has to be a candle, you have to go see him. So the Ramah says, not because they're arguing, it's not a machokas. He says the difference is that the El Masnisim Kamar Bayom. Okay, the Mishnah was talking about during the daytime. So they will see him, you know, when he walks by. They'll peer between the lattices, right? They'll look between the cracks in the wall, they'll look. You'll see him in the daytime. And Ulaolam, the Kamaduk, the Chazal, the Shamil, the Ubais, the Kamar, Ubais, Ubalaila, indoors. So it's two different cases, that's all. But either way, you have to see him. Okay?
We say?
Yeah.
You have to see him because that's a rule in Asia.
Right.
And you have to hear him because that's the cry.
Right. Yeah, the Chazal, correct. Okay? So, in any event, so he mentions some other cases. Again, he brings up the case of how can a Summa be with his wife and so on. But by Eidus, and he says really, it's a good Raya, actually. He says, because the Gemara brings up, how can a Summa be with his wife? The answer is because there'll be voice recognition. But a Summa is possible Eidus. The voice recognition said this, he says, and kind of like the Summa possible Eidus. Okay.
In the mate's case, in general,
he's supposed to. He's just saying the fact that voice recognition worked does not mean it's going to work by Eidus.
Oh, okay.
Suma, that's all. Okay, so that's what the Yad Rambam writes. The Rashash. So anyway, but the point, Rambam just works out the Gemara. But the point I said at the beginning is important. He said by Eidus it doesn't work. This cult does not work when it comes to Eidus. Okay, the Rashash here in Sanhedrin. Now let me see if I can find that in the back. The Rashash that printed on the bottom of the page. What's that?
Marriage with a veil, and we don't see. And
yeah, so that's an interesting thing. I mean, there's some who say the veil shouldn't be that thick. But excuse me, it's a very thick veil. I want to say you have to see her first. You have to. Yeah, but later on they'll see, huh? I think some posts can say that they don't like these. Under the chuppah, these extraordinarily thick veils, the Edom can't see that that's the kala. I've heard that question raised. Yeah.
You know what?
You should at least look for it.
It's not Edom if you don't see.
Right, you know, you see what it is. Anyway, it's a good question, but anyway.
The problem is, 25 years later,
so it looked the same anyway.
Who's who?
Yeah.
It looked the same anyway.
Anyway. Now, the Rashash, here in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin and Aleph, are commenting on Rashi. I have the Rashash here somewhere. Rash was a Hainron. The Rashash says that, quotes the Gemara Chulin, that Tvias Ayin works. And the Ramah asked it from Gittin, and he asked from Chulin, the same Kasha. Okay, but Tzarek Lomer, the Dafka, he is a little different. The Dafka in the Yisura of a Lolik Tala. He is willing to accept it by, apparently, the Rashash, by Eidus also, but not by Eidus of capital offense. That you require. In other words, he doesn't make the same distinction. He says, the Rashash seems to say that it works by Isurin, even for Eidus by Isurin.
What would that be?
Which is more status oriented.
What, say it again?
What's an example of Eidus
and Isurin? A non-capital offense, yeah. A non-capital offense. So there we'll rely on.
We'll accept
Eidus Isurin. That's Eidus, yeah. Okay. But let's say Mominus, maybe it's a Mominus, okay? But the point is, the chiluk that the Rashash draws is not between Eidus and other things, but it's between the other extreme, it's Nefashas. The Nefashas has different set of rules. That's what the Rashash says, okay? And it looks a little like that from the Rambam, because the Rambam writes, and it looks Eidus, Perek, Tes, Halach Yudbeis. Find it here. Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis. Here it is. The Rambam writes, Hasumim Afa Pisha Makirin Hakol Kol the Kuf. Even though they can recognize the voice, V'yeidu Hanoshim. They know the people. Hare Elu Psulim in Hatorish. Nemar Who Aid O Ra Mishu Roy Liros Who Shemaid. Okay, unless he's a blind, only one eye, he's the other eye. So the Rambam writes that a Summa, even if he recognizes the Kol, so the Rambam seems to say that it doesn't work in any Eidus.
Where's that?
Okay. What's that? That's by Hura, that's the end of Ayikra, by Pasha Ayikra. I think so. Okay, Mishra Liro. So that's the Rambam, yeah. The Rambam seems to say that it's not good in any Eidus, okay, although, you know, you could argue. As I mentioned, Shulte Giborim, in Sanhedrin on the Rif, and here they have a different pagination. This pagination, Chav Tez, says, like, quotes the Yad Rambam, Lahalacha. This boils down, actually, where we go in terms of voice recognition, Halacha. So we've seen certain distinctions. Sometimes works, sometimes doesn't work. And really, it's a machlokas also between the Ktos and the Nesivis in Choshen Mishpat. in Choshen Mishpat Siman Pei Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Pei Aleph Sif Yud Gimel. They were also talking, this one earlier Gemara said, Hedin Af Chavtez, that they're trying to, also a case where you hit Adam and so on, and you trick the guy, he said, thought everyone was sleeping. Nice. So it says, Pei Aleph Sif Yud Gimel. He wanted to, he knows the guy owes him money, the guy refused to pay. So he makes him, sets him a situation where he thinks it's just the two of us here. Come on, you know me over $1,000. Yeah, I know. Not to aid him. Right? That's the case. So in any event, in that particular case, on that, the Tzos, right, in Sif, the Cotton Yud Gimel, again, it's a rule of the Choshen Mishpat. In this edition, it's also in the back, so I'll have to find it. Okay. It's also deals with our issue. It says the following. It's gotten Yud Gimel. Yeshli Stapik, in this particular case, do the Edim have to see, in this case, we hid the Edim in a monetary matter, right? It was a Dina Mamanus matter. He claimed he owed $1,000. He wanted to get him to admit it without realizing. Today, people were recording, right? Oh, I have a recording, right? So, Yeshus Tapek, Im Tzichel Rosh, 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 Osagi Mitzis Ena Dekala, Ushmi is Kola Mahani. So basically, Tzos asks, in this case, it was a Mamanus case, okay, this is Chalapsun Pei Aleph. I think it's the point of Minitim, right? So, yeah. So there's a Mamanus case. So the Tzos mentions a little bit misufik whether you need voice recognition will suffice. Vehine beperik yidan osha the gemara and chulin daf tzadi rov. Okay, so it says there. It sounds like tvias ayin works. Now it works, but it's even better than certain other types of simonim because otherwise, how could the sum be his wife? The whole sugya that we mentioned. Okay, and apparently, tvias ayin of a voice is good enough. The voice recognition is good. Okay. On the other hand, and you would just have the Gemara and Gittin, you would say it works even for nefashos. Why would you think it's different? But he says the Gemara and Sanhedrin seems to indicate that it doesn't work by nefashos. Okay. And so there it's mashma that it doesn't work. At least certainly doesn't work for nefashos. And I would say it wouldn't work for mamonos either. You know, why would you think to make a chiluk? So the Ksos writes as follows: Ra'isi bepri chodesh. I saw in the Pri-Chodesh. Now, we're usually familiar with the Pri-Chodesh. He's a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. But he's quoting this in the newer edition. This is a Pri-Chodesh on the Rambam. So I'm not sure where that printed. Must be printed a different safe for something. You can probably find online. He says that Pri-Chodesh on the Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Karakei, Aloch HaGimel, if you want to look it up. Anyway, Kosov Nami, the Rashi Tzirele, the Lomida Minutius, and the Kol Tzirele, and the Alma, and the Inu Isura, She Suma Mutam Ishtav, and Chol Adam Alayla. For an Isra Mehefta, then we'll rely, you know, like allowing a man to be with his wife, there we'll rely on Tvias Ayin, okay, the recognition, and not in a case of Eidus. But then he said, Inami, the question is still from the Pri-Chodesh. Pri-Chodesh gives the second answer. Inami, Yishlomah, the Hocha lo samchina Tvias Ayin, the Kala, Mishu, the Mistoma, Hamesis, Medabra, Lechisho, Mishtana, Kol. The Pri-Chodesh is a totally different answer. He says, Mesis is the one and only exception. Because this guy is whispering, I mean, disguises his voice, right? That's why we don't rely on it. Meaning, apparently, yeah. Even in other nefashos cases, we would rely on it. So, Mamish turns the tables to Pri-Chodesh. He said, close quotes to Pri-Chodesh. And he says, again, quoting Pri-Chodesh, the Zeikar, he thinks the second answer is correct. That the Gemara Sanhedrin is the Yotzim and Akal. That's the one exception. By a Mesis, we're not going to do it. Dafka because he disguises his voice, he doesn't want to be caught, he's not so stupid, he says it softly, he says it with. So there, it's dafka there where it doesn't work, but it works everywhere else.
The example, okay, where the Edom say, we didn't see it, but we heard it. For instance.
No, I mean,
I saw the guy.
No, I heard him say he admitted he owed $1,000. I heard him say it. Anyway, but the toast himself.
So then dafka hearing and seeing is not enough.
No, but yeah, but what, why can't the other, you have to, right, but they recognize that it's this guy. Otherwise, the guy will come to court. You heard somebody say it was $1,000. Wasn't me. Right? So they have to know that, no, it was you. We know your voice. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, the Tzos, that's the quote of Alinira. That's the quote of the Chodesh. But the Tzos says, I myself think, Linira, Iker, Kizor, Rishon, I think his first Teretz is a better Teretz. The low mahalik and ani klaut is end of the kala. That it doesn't work. And he quotes that Shulta Gemara that I mentioned before, the name of the Rama. Okay, that that Adam, you know, can't do it unless they both see and hear, and it's not just by maces. Okay, and therefore we can't distinguish. It's only like the case with the allowing a man to be his wife, and so it doesn't work for any type of edus. Okay, you cannot make this guy pay on the basis. I'm saying I recognize. I heard him say he owes $1,000, and so on. You need other riyas and so on. Okay, so that's the that is the ktos. Yeah.
If you had a case of a bank robber coming with a mask.
Yeah. You need to recognize.
You're there. You hear the voice. Luckily, those agents would be good for a voice.
According to some, yes. The Tzos says no. The Tzos says not good.
You're there. You see this figure.
Yeah, but you don't know who it is. That comes to court, too.
So you think that, according to the Tzos, even if you can't identify the face, even though you were there,
maybe the
guy obscured his face on purpose.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able
to.
You bring him to court, you can't ask him to talk, and you say, yeah, that's the guy.
I know, but according to the Tzos, it doesn't work.
Right, but according to the others,
it
doesn't
work. It does
work.
That's the machoket.
You don't have. You have only identity through voice.
But that's this question. That's good for the question. How strong is voice recognition? The Ktos says it doesn't work for any Aiden.
Right.
It works by Yisra, about a blind man with his wife. You recognize her voice.
Next question but, would be, was that recorded voice?
Not the Ktos. Anyway, the Ktos also quotes...
How somebody else going to come and say, you couldn't have been there because I saw him here?
Oh, you want to say
I heard that. You, because I heard you.
It's not Aiden Yisra, it's Aiden Yisra. Yeah. I have to think about it. Okay, anyway, that's the Ktos. He quoted his arriving. Predictably, by the way, okay, so perhaps predictably the Nesivus disagrees. Okay, the Nesivus in the Biurim in Sivkot and Zion disagrees. He says, the same Ktos HaChoshen Kostus ain't of the color low mahani rakbis with all the mamam, the Tzicho Eidem Sheyiru Dafka Berius Ayin, the low mishmias called. Well, that's not true. The Eidem Linen Simone, my reader Mamatia, the Chamir is Simone, that in some ways Isser is even stricter than mamam. Okay, we won't go into that now. And therefore, if it works by Yisurim, it should work by Mamanis also. Okay? And therefore, it's certainly going to work here. The Hodalo Mahani, he says, that which we said, it doesn't, that Tzias Ayin doesn't work, that's only by Din and the Farshas. Because by Din and the Farshas, you need Re'iyah and Yediyah, Ora, Oyada, Apas, and so on and so forth. So basically, the Nesivus disagrees, and he says, no, it says that it works for everything, just not by Nefasha. So it boils down, Rabbi Yossi, and we'll move to finish up. It boils down that we have actually three different shitas now in the Achorim on this. You have the shita of Pichadosh, that Kol works for everything. Just Mesis is an exception because it's whispering, and so, but generally speaking, Kol works for everything. Then you have the Ktos, and that's also the Abramah like that, and the Shulgwal like that. It doesn't work for any Edus. It works for Isurim, okay, but not for Edus. And then in the middle, you have an Asivus who says that it works for some Eidus, it just doesn't work for the Foshas, which we said was more like the Rashash. Okay, so different Shitas is exactly when it works. I just want to end up. The second one is the Ktos, together with the Yad Ramah and also the Shulta Giborim. The Ktos, we read it inside, okay, in Sun Pei Aleph, Sukkot, and Yugimel. He says that it works by Yisurim, not by any Eidus, not by Eidus Mama, not by Eidus Foshas. And then you have an Asivus who says by Eidus Foshas, we agree it doesn't work. But by this moment it works, and by Yisum it works. I think the way I understand that's supposed to have those three sheets. Okay? Just interesting, there are this case, I was discussing, I think, with the Rabbi this morning. You know, I think this case came up, or a question of this case came up with the World Trade Center attacks.
Right.
That they had a guy who was on a phone, and he was higher than the 72nd floor, whatever floor it was that they're pulling over. So there's no question he survived. The question was, is that enough to say we know he was in his office? Because somebody heard his voice. They didn't see him, but they heard his voice on the phone. A couple of those cases came up.
A
Laguna problem. Okay, well, let's say the phone records indicate where it was from, but the question is, that him? I'm not saying I was involved, obviously, in these shilohs, but that was the question. You know, and that's part of this issue. It's the assignment, of course. So actually, the Rimagash.
But that'd be a little different, right? In other words, we know that people don't have perfect recall of voice.
Right.
Now you're in contemporary time listening to that voice.
Right. That's true. That's a good horror, actually. But still, which you're right. But on the other hand, we have Bagunas, we have certain coolers.
I'm just saying, it's not.
The Rimagash, going way back, the Rebbe the Rambam has a Tshuva Simkuf Mem Test, okay? Shayla, if Eidus can be dependent on Shmias Kol, the Bilti Riasish, come on, we shall Yosha Bachum Echad. Here's another example, Rabbi. You wanted other examples. Shamas Chaver Mekalel. We got it, right? Okay. Oh, Menade put some in Cherim. Okay. Oh, Yoda Chaver Be'edus, he heard these things. Okay. We have the case in the Mishnah, later Mishnah in Gittin, has a case where a guy was in a pit and he realized he wanted to release his wife. He says, anybody who hears me write it, I'm being metabolized to write again for my wife. And now the person heard it, but he didn't really see. Maybe it was a joke. But, you know, so anyway, the case comes up also.
Somebody's
a different guy. Okay, so he writes, the Ramagash, in Hikir Adam is Tibi Chaver Yochel Hula Hoyle Hoyle Masha Amor Shish Mamena Be'af Afol Bishen Aroyo. Okay, and then he quotes some of these, some of the distinctions. And he deals with... I think he deals with Aguna somewhere here. Yeah, he says, Shemel, this one, maybe there's a difference by Aguna. He says, maybe we'll chalk it up to, so to speak, some of the coolers by Aguna. Okay, and the Chassam Sofer also has a tshuva on this matter, the Chelech HaShemish with Simon Beis. I'm only going to read the end, okay, where he says, Nachzor Lanao, Afilu B'Shnei Edim HaMakir Metzis Ayin Dekalo Lo Nira Lo Hoti Mama. He sides with the, tells we can't take out money, okay, you know, he's not ready to allow it. I saw somebody else deal with the Aguna. He wants other people to join him in the tshuva. I skipped over by mistake. Finally, the last thing we'll look at is the Shus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, again, early Achron, Yaakov Reishu, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kof, Al-Davar Aguna Echa, Achas, in Aguna case, Shenevda Baila, okay, Toch, some kind of a war, and there were rebels and so on and so forth, and we know what happened to him. And now, after Bo Shnei Anoshim Reim, so two fine pious men came. They either was Eloshim, Shazek Kemo Asor Yomim, Kasher Bo, some of the right time, the right place, and so on, when the war was going on. And he said, we heard from a distant mountain, you know, from the hill, okay, that there were people who were bothering and were beating up and they're hurting a Jewish person there, and who's screaming, and we know it's his scream, okay, we heard it. Okay, and it's they cut his head off and so on, so that you could identify. We know that it was him and so on. Is that going to be accepted? So again, in the case of Aguna from that time. At the end, he's the one who writes it. At the end, he says, "I'm not sure, you know, whether we can be made." He says he thinks that you can, but especially it was a little different because it was from a distance, like you said. You know, you talked about, you know, voice recall, and the mind plays tricks, you know. But certainly from a distance, he wonders, and therefore, Al-Kain lo yismach ala l'maisa, et sheskimo od was a shnei gono for some, two other great rabbis will agree with me, you know, then we can make a lot of it. So again, you have these cases, and again, three different opinions. I'm not sure l'maisa, what happened in that, I think they did rely, on that, but maybe Al-Kol Panim would seem to me as a sniff, as another thing to bear in mind, that it would work for that. Okay, we'll stop over here.
If you think about it, voice over a telephone.